Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Morning.
Praise God. Let's start our worship in prayer. And before we pray, let's read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word of yours. Thank you for your promises that you are with us, leading us always in the way of righteousness, for your name's sake, O God. Thank you for the help and the support that we always receive from you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life. We invite your Spirit to come in our worship, anoint us, anoint each and everyone here. Anoint the rest of the church, congregations, members, families who are gathered in different places. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help and support and the guidance. Thank you for the promises that you give us. Thank you for the word of yours. Thank you for always sending the Holy Spirit to lead us. Thank you for you prepare a place for us in heaven, that when you will come, we are ready, O God, to take us with you, O Lord. We bless you, Master. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Lord, bless this day. Anoint our worship. Anoint our prayers. All the items of our worship. Let's come to God. And let us confess our sins to him. Hear us, Lord, as we pray. As we confess our sins, O God, forgive us, heal us, restore us, correct us, encourage us, build us in the right way, in the name of Jesus. Let's now come to God and ask him our needs. Come to me, all of you here, weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, we come to you, we present your request. We ask you to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We trust you, God. As we present our request, you will give us our needs and you will help us and you will strengthen us. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. We adore you. Let's now pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister needs something in a problem, in certain situation that need the prayers, lift her up, lift him up in the prayers. Let us carry each other burden now with the prayers in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Present your request to God. Father, I pray for the fear of God upon each and every family. I pray for the husbands to fear you. Put their hearts in order according to your will. Pray for wives to be submissive, Lord, to their husbands. I pray that both parents will give a clear instruction to their children to obey and walk in your ways, O God. Lord, I pray for each and every family to shine before you, O God, that people will see you through their lives. I pray for family worship to be instituted in each and every family and to continue, and for Bible studies to be there and reaching the neighborhood with your word, O God. Unite the family in one purpose to serve you, to present Christ to the nations around them. Pray now for your job, the source of your income. Pray for your boss, the place that you are working. Pray for your colleagues that you'll be faithful to continue to give them the word of God. Lord, bless the works of my brothers, my sisters, their income, their companies, the institute, the schools, the hospitals, clinics, in whatever place they are working, O God. You bless these places, O God, in the name of Jesus, and anoint with the Holy Spirit, O God. I pray for salvation of souls there. I pray for the favor of yours upon them from their boss and from their colleagues. I pray they will be a good example. They will witness Christ in action and in deeds and in good work and in words. Oh God, we pray also, Lord, oh God, that you will guide them to preach your word to the people around them. I pray for blessing upon these companies. I pray they will give them their salaries on time. I pray also, Lord, that they will be faithful in bringing to you their tithes and offering and festivals. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless all these places of work. O God, I pray that those who are not getting their studies on time, give their companies income for their sake, so they will have enough income, so they will give their salaries on time, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for your friends, colleagues, relatives, neighborhood, your old classmates or schoolmates. Let's pray that God will use you to preach His word to all of them. Lord, I pray you make a way, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will be the one who use all these contacts and all these media that we are using to communicate with the people, that use it, O God, to bring the Gospels. Bring your word, O God. I pray that you will only use the media for this purpose and for our work, not for entertainment. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray that we will evangelize through all these contacts that we have and people that we know, that people we will meet, that we are meeting daily, that you will give them your word in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this country, UAE, where God has put his church, and in other places that the church has expanded, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Sierra Leone, Pakistan, Australia, America, in Malawi, also Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Uganda, in all these places. Lord, bless your church. Give us favor from all the governments and authorities, that whatever offices we need, O God, that you will be the one to lead us, you will be the one to help us, you will be the one to guide us in the name of Jesus. You will provide our needs, O Lord. We trust you, O God. We pray that you will have boldness from you to continue to preach your word. O God, we pray for visions and dreams, that you will help us to give your word to those people who are around us, in the name of Jesus. Continue to help us, O God. Watch over us, strengthen us to preach your word. We commit ourselves to continue to pray for these places, continue to live in holiness, being good example to the people around us, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray. Let's pray for the church, pray for yourself. We pray, Lord, that once again you refill us with the Holy Ghost, and those among us who are not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit, we pray, Lord, that you will fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the spiritual gifts that they need and we need as a church. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and gift of faith, gift of miracles and healing, and also pastoring, teaching, prophesying, gift of evangelism, and the rest of talents and gifts that we need in our church, O God. We need for our service unto you, Lord. And we pray, you send us workers, the harvest are plenty, but the laborers are few, Lord. Send us, O Lord, laborers to serve you with us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers. Bless the church that you place us in. O God, we pray for your vision to be fulfilled, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray for all the ministry to prosper, for all the Bible studies, the congregation to be multiplied. O God, we pray for disciples to be multiplied. We pray for the churches to be multiplied. We pray also, Lord, that you enable us to plant more Bible studies and congregations. Bless the watchman ministry, the ministry of prayers for the church. Bless, O Lord, also the church school, add to us families and students and members, bless the farming, bless also the church clinic, bless the publication, bless the translation ministry. Let your name be magnified and glorified. And even Lord, today we pray, you anoint our worship, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint this recording, O God, that it will reach the rest of the church members. I pray also, anoint the message. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and glorified in our midst. O Lord, come, Holy Spirit, and consume our sacrifice of praise and worship. Let your name be magnified and glorified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
Forever. thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord God. Fill our hearts, O Lord God, with joy and peace as we continue to worship you. Hallelujah. Let our homes and our hearts be filled with singing and dancing.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
acknowledge that nothing is here on earth without you, the creator of heaven and earth. We praise you, we thank you, we worship you,
hallelujah,
O painter of the sky.
No other name in heaven. No other name on the earth. I wish we can be saved. There is no other way. So we worship you, our King, and give you everything. Not like you, painter of the sky. Bright morning star, shine to our light. There is none like you, beginning and the end. All the shielding fire, ignite our hearts again.
Set the stars in there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, for touching our lives, for healing us, for comforting us, for redirecting us toward you, that we are now fixing our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Even this time, Lord, as we going, sit in your presence, speak your word to us, and direct us, O God, with the scriptures, so that our life will be pleasing to you. We bless you, magnify you. And that's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's present now, bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank all that we receive from you, from salaries, incomes, resources, plunder, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we bring to you what's due for you from tithes and offerings, first fruits, O God, and vows, present them and bring them to the storehouse so that there will be food in your house. And Lord, we trust that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us. And you will pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And Lord, rebuke the devourer and cut all the pestilence and let all nation know we are blessed by you. O God, use this money, multiply it. Use it to reach the lost and to meet the needs. And I pray for our brethren who has no income or job or work. You'll be the one to open doors for them. I pray for those who have not received their salaries, their pending salaries, touch their companies, bless them so they will give them what is due for them. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue to speak today about to kneel down in God's presence, and let us now open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 4, and let us read from verse 27 to verse 31. We should not leave this good habit to kneel down at the feet of the Lord Jesus. We should always to be longing in His presence. Trials and difficulties and hardship may make us feel that maybe the Lord is far away, or maybe the Lord is not with us, but the Lord, He will reveal Himself in miracles and wonders and action of kindness and love, so that He will restore our faith in Him and our trust in Him. Exodus 4, verse 27 to 31. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that He had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Lord, anoint my lips. Put verses and scriptures and statement from your throne to teach and to encourage and to revive and to direct your people in the way that you want us to go, you want your church to move in. Impart to us through your word and the Holy Spirit work the good attitude and character that you want to see in our lives. Oh God, take your word, spread it, and let it bring the harvest you desire. The purpose of your heart of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hear the Lord when he decided to take his people out from the bondage of Egypt and out of the bondage of slavery under Pharaoh. He sent Moses and he asked Aaron to go and meet him, and Aaron met Moses, and as we have read, explained to him what the signs and wonders that God wanted him to do. And then they gathered the people and they told them about the concern of God in their lives, that God loved them, God is thinking about them, God is going to relieve them. And when they hear that God is concerned about them and he has good plan for them, we have read that they bow down. When they thought that, when they come to know that God is looking upon their affliction, they bow their heads and worship, because they could see at that moment that God is standing in the middle of them, that they are not alone. God had come to help them in order to save them from their troubles. Every act of kindness and love toward you, the care toward you, that is an action from God and should ignite in you the reverence to obey the Lord, to worship him, to bow down to him, as we have read in the scripture. And also we learn here that we need to go to the people. As Aaron and Moses went and gathered the people and told them about the good plans that God had for them, we need also to do the same. We go and tell the people that Jesus died for you. He had a good plan for you. He wants to save you from your sin, from your bondages, and from your troubles. And he loves you and he cares for you, so that they get revived, as we have read here. The people revive. The people, they start to feel God's love and they worship him and they adore him. And truly the Israelites, they responded to God's word and they decided to tell Pharaoh that they need to go and move to worship the Lord. And because of that, they got persecuted and he put oppression on them and he started to trouble them. But the Lord was with his people. God is with us, with his people, with his church, in our affliction. And the Lord sent the plagues into the Egyptians. And the last plague was the plague of putting the firstborn of the Egyptian to death. And let's read Exodus chapter 12. Let's move to Exodus chapter 12. Let's read verse 21 to verse 28. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in and to your houses to smite you. And he shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. Shall it come? And it shall come to pass, when your children say unto you, what means he by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. Here, when they come to know that their deliverance is near, that God would come to deliver them, when they come to know that God is coming soon to save them, when they give them instruction to take the Passover and to put the blood of it on the lintels and on the doorpost, when they come to know that he is there to help them, he is there to support them and to strengthen them, and he will deliver them, they bow their head and they worship the Lord. And that was the ordinance that was given to them. And truly the Israelites, they left Egypt and God get them delivered. The same here, Christ deliver us from sin and death. And that is now the time for us to worship him, to bow down to him and to go and serve him. What had happened? After the Israelites, they came out from Egypt, they fall into sin. They made for them, after deliverance, they made for them a golden calf, and they start to worship it. And that ignited the anger of God against them. The word worship or bono is in Hebrew is chak, and it is repeated in different places in the Old Testament. Book of Exodus chapter 32, and let us read what the Israelite did. This is verse 9 to verse 14, Exodus 9, verse 14, 9 to 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with a great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore would the Egyptians speak, saying, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Here Moses prayed to the Lord that the Lord will pardon his people, and the Lord listened. And let's continue from verse 30 to verse 35. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go unto the Lord, peradventure I will make an atonement for your sins. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and I have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, let me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they have made the cup which Aaron made. Here we understood that when we sin, the sin will have a bad effect. And Moses prayed for the Lord that God will forgive his people, and because they had made idols, and we had spoke before about what are the idols that God does not want us to do. Here we have the idol of lust, immoralities, boyfriend and girlfriend, the idols of multiple marriages, the idol of divorce and remarriage, the idol of living relationship, the idol of single mother or single father marry a man or woman, not the father of her parents, of her children. Also, the idol of celebrating feasts of idols like Christmas, New Year, Christmas tree, Santa Claus, Father's Day, Mother's Day, anniversaries of all kinds, all these idols, Halloween, Pastor Month, and Valentine's Day, all these idols need to be taken out from our life. Pride, boasting, showing off, the idol of greed, covetousness, love of money, wasting and spending too much, gluttony, eating much, and eating in a restaurant, buying food, expensive food, loving feasts and partying and farewell parties, but we don't love to fast and repent of our sin. Worldliness, wasting time on TV, YouTube, Facebook and the rest of the media. Slander, malice, anger, jealousy, bitterness, having grudges, hatred, unforgiveness, boasting, showing off, lack of commitment to God, and serving worldly things and unwillingness to serve God. And the other of homosexuality, man with man and girl with girls, and transgender, homosexual marriage and transgender marriages. All these idols that need to be cleansed from the life of our lives and of our families and the life of the church. In book of Romans, Apostle Paul, Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, we are admonished, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That is, we need to present our body holy. It's not these things that we have spoken about. These are all idol worship and will bring the wrath of God and the punishment of God on us. Exodus chapter 33, I will continue verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, and to the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Hebrews, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. God say, I will not go with you. When you do all these things, the wrongdoing, God will say that he will not go with you. God will not be with us if we are doing these very wrong things that I had mentioned now. And when the people hear this evil tidings, they mourn, and no man did put on him his ornament. The ornament that they were used to make an idol, they remove it, and God command here Moses to remove it from them. For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment, and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornament from thee, and that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornament by the Mount Horeb. Now here we understood that when God give us something for our use, and we abuse what God has given us, the Lord will take what he give us away. That is the way how to discipline us. We'll continue verse 7. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Here we saw that the people, they worship everyone at his tent. How they worship? Here they worship by bowing down. The word chalke here is used for worship. We worship the Lord in a corporate worship in the church, and daily, as they were doing here, daily they worship the Lord in their families. Let's continue verse 12. And Moses says unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring out this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me, because God say, I will not go with you. We need to plead with God that he will go with us. We need to repent of our sin. We need to throw the idols away, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Here Moses pray. Now therefore, verse 13, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. The prayer and the intercession of Moses was answered, that God will go with him, and he will give him hostess and Moses, have a nice fellowship as we come to the Lord and worship and obey through the idols, committing our lives to Him. We will have a good fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord will answer our prayer. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For when shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? It is not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do these things also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. What we learn, as Moses was worshipping the Lord, bowing down, and as he was praying to God, the Lord answered his prayers, that he will go with him. That, see here, we need to pray. We need to pray intercession on behalf of those who live the right way. Left the church, going to their own idols, separating the wrong way of life. We need to continue to pray that God will restore back His people back to Him. He will give them another chance to repent and to be restored. Chapter 34, Exodus 34. And I will read verse 1 to verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mountain. And he hewed two tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and to the third and to the fourth generation. Now here, when Moses hears that God will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, we read verse 8, and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. He again intercede so that the sin will not go, will not consume the people of God, will not be destroyed. And that's what we need to pray. We should not forget to pray intercede for those who sin, that God will forgive them and restore them back to Him. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, that's the prayer of Moses. O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquities and our sin, and take us for the inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. God, again, when he prayed, when he bowed down and prayed to the Lord was willing to restore the covenant that he has with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to restore with the Israelites as his own people. I make a covenant before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Here, at the conclusion of the message today, the value of kneeling down in God's presence. Any act of love from God, we should be aware. Any act of kindness toward us, it had come from God, and we need to bow down and worship Him. We need to go to others. We need to tell them about the good plans that God had for them. We need to understand also in time of trials, in time of difficulties, in time of testing, the Lord is not far away. The Lord is near, and we should learn to kneel down and ask Him a prayer to help us. And also we learn today that we need to pray for others, intercede for others who sins. We learn also to get rid of all the idols, the things that are unpleasant to God. And we should continue to serve God in all holiness, trusting Him that He will help us. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord in spirit and through. Let's commit our life to serve Him wholeheartedly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Lead us, support us, strengthen us with your grace and mercy. Thank you for your word. Bless your people. Bless my brethren who come in their life. Come to God. Repent of your sins. Confess them. Renounce them. Throw your idols. Commit yourself to serve God. God has a good plan for you. God wants to bless you. Give your life fully to Him. Come to Him and trusting that His presence is present in your life. Make a commitment to Him. Throw sin back at your back and come to God. Thank you, Lord. Restore your people. Restore your people who had repented, O God. Convict them with the Holy Spirit. O God, we pray, if your presence will not go before us, don't send us. In the name of Jesus, open to us, Lord, doors, opportunities to preach, to do the work. Open to us mission fields, in new people, in new languages, in new areas, to reach out with the gospel in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good evening.
upon songs of joy. As the morning wakes, we your children give you praise. You are magnificent, eternal.
Yes, oh God, thank you all for your word to us. We continue to serve you. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for the confirmation that you will go before us. You will go with us. Oh God, take your word and spread it. Make it reach the rest of the congregations of the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harms that will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
May our light shine in. here.